Wednesday, 23rd September. A roundup of local, regional, and international news headlines. According to SW Radio Africa, scores of activists from the pressure group Women and Men of Zimbabwe Arise were brutally assaulted by riot police in Bulawayo yesterday. They were demonstrating to commemorate the United Nations International Day of Peace. The group held similar peaceful demonstrations in Harare on Monday, but were not attacked by the police. VOA reports on increasing tensions between Finance Minister Tendai Biti and RBZ Governor Gideon Gono over the use of a $510 million credit line from the IMF. Gono wants the funds tapped to step up the pace of economic recovery. Biti has said that if Zimbabwe, which has $5.7 billion in external debt, drew on the credit line, it would do so in order to rebuild the national infrastructure. National Healing Co-Minister Sikai Holland said yesterday full disclosure of human rights atrocities and justice for victims of political violence dating back to the 1980s are key requirements to Zimbabwe achieving true national healing and reconciliation, according to Zim Online. The Herald reports that Parliament owes more than $400,000 in unpaid bills, particularly for airfare, hotels, and meals for parliamentarians coming from outside of Harare. Finance Minister Tendai Biti set aside more than $7 million for Parliament's operations in March, but it is understood that less than half of that amount has been released. What lawmaking have you seen for $3.5 million received by Parliament this year? The House of Assembly met 41 times and the Senate 28. That's over $50,000 per sitting day. Parliament also passed just 7 bills in its recently ended first session, which works out to $500,000 per bill. To leave us a message and share your thoughts on this issue, press 5 now. Zimbabwe teachers who went on strike over salaries at the start of the new school term 3 weeks ago returned to work on Monday after their union called off the boycott, AFP reports. But many teachers ignored the strike, apparently convinced that the government had little money to offer. According to The Nation, Zimbabwe has begun clinical trials to establish if antiretroviral drugs, ARVs, used in the treatment of HIV can also protect HIV-negative women from the virus. The VOICE study, vaginal and oral interventions to control the epidemic, will help determine whether applying a vaginal microbicide gel containing an ARV or taking an oral ARV tablet daily is more effective in reducing a woman's risk of acquiring HIV. A Harare man was recently found masquerading as a prophet at Avondale Shopping Center. The man, Vincent Mashaere, would approach unsuspecting people, telling them that there was a dangerous snake at their homes and that he had supernatural powers to have it removed. One woman, who Mashaere targeted, got suspicious and reported the man to the police. The police then searched Mashaere, only to find a live snake in his jacket, according to Afric.com. An undisclosed security threat led to the closing of the United States Embassy in Pretoria and other American government offices in South Africa on Tuesday, the New York Times reports. As world leaders at the UN Climate Change Summit struggle to agree on targets, Reuters reports that US scientists have said the Arctic's ice sea pack thawed to its third lowest summer levels on record, up slightly from the seasonal melt of the past 2 years, but continuing an overall decline symptomatic of climate change. Tanzania has withdrawn from the CASAFA Senior Challenge Tournament to be held in Zimbabwe next month, according to the BBC. The country was invited to replace Madagascar in the Southern Africa Football Tournament and initially accepted the invitation before changing their minds, saying their players are busy in league games.